Welcome to Your Expat Expert Podcast, where we provide expatriate services to individuals and companies moving abroad in an educational environment, with an informative voice, helping you feel confident and, more importantly, prepared. As you prepare to take this journey to study, work, volunteer, or retire abroad, subscribe to Your Expat Expert Podcast to minimize the nobody told me or I didn't know moments. Now let's begin with a smoother transition. Hello. Today on the show, we have Mrs. Antoinette Charles Acqui, Director of Marketing with Project Yes Africa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Project Yes Africa, PYA, is a United States-based nonprofit organization that provides direct support and partnerships with existing resources in South Africa to ensure that every child, regardless of their circumstances, gender, or ethnicity, has access to a quality education. Could you tell us how 8 Washington, D.C. area friends established this organization from a vacation to South Africa?
So, Tiffany, this is interesting because in 2013, at the beginning of the year, my niece and her husband were literally planning a getaway vacation to South Africa. And I happened to be at their home that day that they were planning it. And I inserted myself and I said, if you guys are going to South Africa, I want to go too. Mm-hmm. And literally, it was a snowball effect. My husband, you know, I told him we're going, whether or not he wanted to go or not, we're going. And then the other friends who heard about it said they wanted to also go as well. And it turns out that my nephew, he was doing a lot of work in South Africa at the time with the UN. And he said to us, look, if you guys are going to come, let's do a day of service while we're there. So we literally planned a day of service at a couple of schools, a high school and 2 of the creches. And the creche are like a preschool. It's a preschool environment. So we collected books, we collected school supplies, and we took a ton of things over with us to South Africa. And we mapped out one full day that we were going to spend in a township called Khayelitsha, which is outside of Cape Town.
Okay.
And we had such a fantastic visit with the schools, but especially one of the schools, Nkwanda Educare Center, really touched each of us. I mean, literally without talking to each other about it. Once we were done with the visit and spending time there with the children and spending time there with the director of the school, we all immediately felt the need to do something more. And it wasn't pre-planned, that was not our intent, but we came back to the U.S. and after having a fantastic time on the continent for 2 weeks, we said to ourselves, we need to do something more.
Mm-hmm.
And in the something more was either rebuild the kitchen that they were using or give them indoor plumbing so that the bathrooms could be inside instead of the little stoops that they were using outside. We wanted to do something.
Right.
And we all met for a recap, basically, of our trip to the continent. And it was during that recap of the trip that the idea, literally the idea of forming an organization at that time, we wanted to form an organization so we could just get them some help. And my husband, who is now deceased, had indicated that if we were to do anything, we have to become legal.
Right.
So that's how we ended up forming this this nonprofit organization.
Okay. Well, I thank you for the story, and I was wondering, how is the organization structured?
So Project Yes Africa, and we go by Project Yes Africa or PYA, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which means that we do have our tax-exempt status from the IRS.
Okay.
So whenever someone does any type of work with us, whether or not they're making a donation of hard, you know, products, if they're giving up their time, which they can equate a dollar to it, or if they're making a donation to the organization, those things are tax exempt. We just always make sure to tell you to check with your tax advisor on how much of what it is that you're donating is taxable or non-taxable. But the organization, like I said, is 501c3.
Okay. And what services does Project Yes Africa PYA provide?
So initially when we formed the organization, like I said, the idea was that we wanted to do something. We wanted to just help this school located in Khayelitsha in South Africa with some form of assistance, whether it was, like I said, to rebuild the kitchen, because the kitchen was made of zinc and corrugated board, or to give them indoor plumbing. Well, we found out that you can't just rebuild things like that. You can't just build on top of things that aren't even stable in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to come up with a game plan and come up with, you know, what are the things that we can do. So we decided that in addition to trying to do a rebuild, we can provide school supplies. We can provide monthly food programs. Mm-hmm. So we started providing monthly assistance to the school, where we bring in foods so that the children will have things that they can have for lunch or for breakfast, because this program runs from early morning until afternoon evening.
Okay.
So those are the things, and we continue to do that right now. We provide school supplies throughout the year, because we have engaged locals who are expats. We have engaged them in helping in this process. But we have a major project that we're working on for this particular school right now.
Okay.
And the idea is to rebuild that school.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break before we start talking about the other projects that you have going on. How can we contact you?
Project Yes Africa, we have our website, www.projectyesafrica.org, is really the way that we communicate. If someone wants to find us, if someone wants to email us, that is the best way to contact us, projectyesafrica.org. You can provide, we have information on there where you can send us an email. If you want to make a donation, you can make a donation directly on there. And of course, someone could always call me directly as well.
Okay.
Or send me an email.
Okay. Okay, we will be back with Project Yes Africa with Mrs. Antoinette Charles Ackley.
Wolfer Productions takes international development, humanitarian aid, and human rights groups and helps them tell their story with short marketing films. Our team is ready to be anywhere in the world in 24 hours or less and can take it from concept to a final product when you need it most. WolferProductions.com.
We're back with Mrs. Antoinette Charles Ackley, Director of Marketing with Project Yes Africa. Antoinette, can you tell us what projects you're working on now?
So we are doing a couple of things, but we have one major project that we are working on for Project Yes Africa. And this is, we consider this our launch project, if you wish, because we are engaged in rebuilding the school in Khayelitsha. So as you recall, I mentioned that, you know, we wanted to, you know, give them a new kitchen and we wanted to give them a new bathroom. And then as we delved into it, we found that you can't just build on the existing structure because it's not stable.
Right.
So we have gone through the process of talking and getting into a relationship with the director of the school, whereas she was in agreement with us that she will allow us to work to rebuild the school on their behalf. So we engaged with an architect. We've hired an architect. We've hired a construction company, and we've engaged in raising funds to rebuild the school. We've been doing this for the past 2.5 years. We've raised quite a bit of money on the plus side of $37,000 in order for us to rebuild the school. We're giving them a two-story structure.
That's amazing.
The end goal is going to be a two-story structure, which would house about 100 children.
Okay.
And so we're excited about this project. It is, you know, the thing that we believe will really move us forward and have others see what the efforts, when you put the efforts in, what can be accomplished.
Yes.
So that's our major project right now, is to get this school rebuilt.
Okay. That sounds like an amazing launch. Especially for the students. Yes. Oh, okay. So the most
challenging. We are excited about it. Oh, and by the way, too, in addition to that, we continue to do other projects. So we have our backpack project that we have, that we continue to do. We continue to send food to the school. We've bought new equipment for them in the short term, where they needed a new refrigerator. So we purchased that. The children needed school things for graduation. We facilitated with that. So there's ongoing projects that we send to South Africa.
Okay.
But even locally here in the United States, I do volunteer work on behalf of Project Yes Africa. So I am actually about to embark on a volunteer trip to Trinidad and Tobago, because I'm going to be donating backpacks and school supplies and clothing to an orphanage in Trinidad on behalf of Project Yes Africa.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So what has been your most challenging aspects of this project for your organization? You mentioned the engineering aspect, where you can't build below or build, you have to do other things, and you have to be creative when you're building.
Well,
yeah.
Well, with this project, we have to go from scratch. We have to go from ground zero. When we realized we could not add on to the existing structure, then we had to go from the start, have an architect design the new building. So we had the process of hiring an architect, coming up with the design, getting the design approved, going through all the permitting process, hiring a construction company that has a similar vision to ours. And we now have a construction company, and they're a nonprofit as well.
Nice.
And they're Ubu, and I'll provide that information for you as well.
Okay.
But they are now our partner, if you wish, on the other continent, to make this this vision that we've had come to fruition. I'll tell you one thing that I've found continues to be challenging is fundraising. I don't know if anybody has ever tried running a nonprofit and running the organization. You have to fundraise, and the board members of Project Yes Africa, which I am an original board member, we at the very onset made a decision to not have the funds that are used or donated for the project itself go to what administrative costs.
Okay.
Let me make sure I say that again. We have six remaining board members in our organization. We started with eight. My husband, I mentioned, is deceased. He was an original member. He's now deceased. And then we had another board member who moved to an African country.
Okay.
So he's no longer involved with the organization. But the remaining six of us made a decision to manage the administrative costs on an annual basis for the organization, because we wanted anything that anyone donated to the organization to rebuild the school, for those funds to go to that particular bucket, if you wish.
Okay.
So all the funds that we've raised for that project has remained in that bucket, because we want to get that project done. And so, like I said, one of the challenges is definitely fundraising. We have to come up with very creative ideas of how to raise the money. We've hosted events. We've sold artwork. We've sold photography work, which I'm a professional photographer. So
yes.
We've sold a lot of my work. So we've come up with, and then the generosity of people has been amazing. And people have donated out of the kindness of their heart.
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'll let you know, this year alone, we've had two excuse me, we've had two major donors come forth, and we had a challenge. We had one donor challenge us if we can raise $10,000 in 2019, she will match it. And so far, we've raised $5,000, and she matched it $5,000. So we're super excited about
that. Oh, that's
amazing. So we need to get the other $5,000.
Yes, yes. Okay.
We want to get the other $5,000.
Well, were there any other lessons learned moments that you had?
One of the major, I think, lessons learned is that, you know, sometimes you travel somewhere and you come back with a bright idea, mm-hmm. and then you have to slow yourself down because it's sort of like, wait a minute, that's in America. In America, we can do it this way.
Right.
But hold on, this is to benefit and facilitate in another country. And so, you know, we thought we could just come back here, form the organization, get the drawings, get them approved, and start building.
Right.
And then we found that, no, it mm-hmm. doesn't happen that way. Everything okay. takes a lot longer elsewhere.
Yes.
And so the process we have found has been very slow. We can't rush it because it's not on our side. We have to wait for things to move through the system. And the system in foreign countries sometimes just move a little bit slower than it does here.
Right.
So that's been a major learning lesson for us. Mm-hmm. We've now come to, you know, we've come to the point where we know that when they tell us it's a go, it's a go.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we want...
And also...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And I was going to say, also just finding people in the country that you're wanting to do a project in who are on the same
page
with you.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding what your end goal is. That's key. And communicating, you know, having very clear lines of communication, very, very important.
Well, we want to make sure you reach your goal, especially for this year. So how can someone get involved with Project Yes Africa? Or how can someone help reach your end goal for that school?
Well, a couple of things that we'd love for people to do. We want folks to go onto our website. We want you to go to projectyesafrica.org. And on there, you will see a ton of information about the organization, what we're doing and how we're doing it. We would love to invite you to make a donation, which is tax deductible. So, and any amount will be greatly appreciated. Of course, our goal right now is to raise $50,000. We're right about 37, I believe, for the project. So we're close. We're very, very close. We just need to get there. So if you feel generous and you'd like to make a donation, we want people to certainly do that. The other thing is we always look for people who would like to volunteer to host an event for us. So if anyone out there would love to host an event on behalf of Project Yes Africa, we would love for them to contact us because we would be grateful, forever grateful, that they could become a part of the organization in that way.
Okay.
Because we do want to get this project built and have something to show for all the generosity that people have shown to us.
Right.
And then, of course, the school will be the beneficiary of this big project. So that's another way that people can help us. And then we're always looking for ideas because we believe that once this project is done, there may be other projects like these that we can facilitate in other countries. So we don't want people to think that we're only going to work in South Africa. We are going to be open to working in other countries as well. But we just need to get this inaugural project, if you wish. I think
right.
that's the word I was looking for earlier. It's like the inaugural project. You know, it's the big one to sort of launch the organization into this is the type of things that we're going to be doing. And then teacher enrichment. If we have people who are willing to help us, you know, with at the point where we have opened the school and we get volunteers who would like to go and spend time in South Africa working with the school, that would be a fantastic way for us to continue offering the school assistance because we can get folks there to volunteer their time and have a volunteer vacation, actually,
mm-hmm.
Because South Africa is a beautiful place to visit.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for informing us about Project Yes Africa, PYA. Before we go, how can we contact you again?
So, again, you can go to our website, www.projectyesafrica.org. And also, so you can make inquiries there. If you want to reach out to us via phone, you can give us a call at 202-355-9450. Again, that's 202-355-9450. And last but not least, you can certainly write to us at our address, Project Yes Africa, 6609 16th Street Northwest, and that's in Washington, D.C., 20012, USA. And if you want to mail us a check there, you're certainly welcome to do that. But I encourage people absolutely to feel free to go on our website, and you can contact us there directly on the website as well. I'll be happy to answer any questions that folks will have.
Okay. Well, Antoinette, thank you for coming on the show.
You're so welcome, Tiffany. Thank you again for having us, and we appreciate your support for Project Yes Africa.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Your Expat Expert Podcast. We would love to hear about your international experience. Email us your story to yourexpatexpert@gmail.com. Enjoy your journey, because your new life is about to begin.